Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Pastor Lucas here with my co-host, Pastor Aaron.
What's up, everybody?
We're coming at you from Cornerstone Church right here in Highland, Michigan once again. What a day. Yeah. What a beautiful day. This is a very big, awesome week for Cornerstone Church.
Yeah, it is.
This Thursday night starts our revival services, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in coming out to church, this is an amazing extended weekend to do so. Just to let you know, no church Wednesday night.
That's right. No church on Wednesday.
But Thursday at 7, Friday at 7, Saturday at 5, Sunday 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. We got guest speakers coming to our church from across America. They're bringing a word. Really, it's a really a season of like revival for our church.
Yeah.
The theme this year is, what is the Holy Spirit saying?
Yeah. It's going to be I'm super excited about it. All three of the guest speakers coming in are amazing.
Yeah.
And really, you said from all over America, and that's true, but it's also from all over the world.
That's true, too. Wow, you're right.
Which is going to be awesome. I'm really excited for one of our guest speakers coming in. I'm not sure where he's going to be coming in from. He's got like three home bases, Egypt, Mexico, and Ohio.
Yes, he does.
So he's coming in from one of those places.
I don't know which one, actually, personally, seriously. That's awesome, though.
So that's going to be, it's an incredible, incredible week. Highly encourage you guys coming out for that. But that starts on Thursday. Right now it's Monday, which means we're going to get into another episode here at Walking in His Word. And Pastor Tim is going to do an incredible job this week wrapping up his series on Gideon.
Yes, this message is called Victorious Warrior.
Yeah.
So this is the third installment of his series on Gideon.
Yeah.
We've gone from a warrior.
Yeah, we had the fearful warrior.
There you go. I'm sorry. We started with a fearful warrior.
Yeah. Warrior to warrior.
Yep.
The tongue twister one.
Yep.
And then now a victorious warrior.
And I like that.
Oh, so good.
It is good. And this day is special. This in particular message starts with a special prayer.
Yeah.
Let me just prep you a little bit for this, because if you're listening and you need healing, a touch from the Lord of provision or deliverance or healing in your body, I want you to just get into a posture of agreement right now, because Pastor Tim is about to spend the first 30 seconds to a minute here doing a prayer of healing.
I love it.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Amen. We believe. Before you're seated, give somebody a high five. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. What a wonderful move of the Lord during worship. And all of a sudden, God can show up. And I just feel it's on my heart to pray for people right now just to be healed. And so let's just believe the Lord right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we're praying for healing right now. Lord, you promise all of a sudden. We pray, Lord, and we bring our people before you that need healing. Oh, Lord, so many people need you to touch them. They're not even here in this service, but we believe only speak the word and they shall be made whole. Lord, for all those that belong to our church, your extended family that need a healing touch, God, right now, by your Spirit, touch them and heal them. Lord, those that are sick that are with us here today, oh, Lord, you can touch, you can heal. I pray that you will right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, just walk through this service up and down each aisle, coming to each particular person and everybody's situation and family. And Lord, as you walk among us right now by your Holy Spirit, you can touch and meet supernaturally every need that is present here today. By your Holy Spirit, by the power of God, we trust you, Lord. Only speak the word, and they shall be made whole. Holy Spirit, flow and touch by the power of God right now. Just lift up that name of that person right now. Names being said. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen and amen. God is good, isn't he? Let's give God praise. Can we do that? God bless you today. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures to all generations. And we had a couple of announcements on our spring convention coming up, and there it is right there. I got three great men of God that the Lord laid on my heart, Paul Doherty and David Pepper and Sam Asadik. All three have been to our church in the past, and I believe they're going to come and bring a word from God. As you see right there in the center, what is the Holy Spirit saying? That's going to be our theme this year. What is the Holy Spirit saying? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. What is the Holy Spirit saying? And so I believe that if you come with your heart open, God might speak, or God will speak a word to you. A word to you, a word to your family, a word to your situation, a word from the Lord. Listen, a word from the Lord makes all the difference in the world. Trust me, I've received words from God, and man, it turns darkness to light and takes fear and gives peace and brings healing where there's brokenness. A word from the Lord makes all the difference. And I'm going to believe God on that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that these three men have been seeking the Lord, and I'm letting them know this is my expectation, that they're going to bring a message that can speak to our church, that can speak to our families, to us as individuals. What is the Holy Spirit saying? And I'm going to come with my ears open. Lord, speak a word to me. Speak a word to me and my wife. Speak to me as pastor of this church. Speak, Lord. I'm listening. Speak, Lord. I'm listening, right? I want to hear what God is saying. And sometimes it's not a big thing. It's a still small voice. So you have to be quiet and be listening and draw near and be wanting God to speak. And God will honor that posture, honor that preparation, as it were. Two things that produce great meetings is preparation and expectation. You prepare your heart. The preparations of the heart belong to man, says in Proverbs. And we expect God. That's the activity of faith, right? I expect God to move. I expect God to speak. I expect God to show up. Lord, I have prepared my heart, and now I'm believing. I'm believing. So expectation and preparation. So you expect when you come, God's going to speak to you, and you prepare your heart through prayer. Set aside that time in your schedule. Let's see what God will do. Amen, church? Let's just see what God's going to do. All right, I'm going to be ministering on Gideon, bringing my series on him to a close. We talked about Gideon, the fearful warrior. We talked about Gideon, how he went from a worrier to a warrior. And today we're going to talk about how Gideon is a victorious warrior. I love that picture, don't you? I love that LED screen. Just makes me smile. Makes me smile. It blesses my heart. Anyway, that is a great, great picture right there. Judges chapter 7. Gideon finally enters into the battle against the Midianites. God gives him great victory through a very strange and unusual way. He has an army of just thousands upon thousands, and next thing you know, it's an army of 300. And in one of the trips to Israel, I think it was our second trip there, we went to the very place where they went to the stream to get the drink of water, where God reduced the army from 10,000 to 300, and how they cried out a sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And we all went down to that stream and pretended we were the Gideon's mighty army, and then we pronounced the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And what a great moment that was. All right, Judges chapter 7. We're going to read verses 1 to 21. Matter of fact, I'll do this in portions, all right? We'll start at Judges chapter 7, verse 1. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him rose early in the camp beside the well of Harod, so that the camp of the Midianites was on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me." Wow. Time to reduce it down. Time for some pruning, for some cutting back. Too many people for me to give the Midianites into their hands. Why? Well, he answers it. Lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. So God always wants to receive the glory. Sometimes you wonder why things have to get really bad for God to show up. It's so that you stop trusting in human methods and start really believing and trusting in the Lord, right? Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead. And 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained. So 32,000 right down to 10,000. I'm afraid. You know, there's nothing wrong with being afraid. What these 22,000 could have said is, yeah, I'm afraid, but I'm going to believe God.
This is something that we've talked about this entire series on Gideon, Pastor Luke, is that there was a moment where there's these 22,000 soldiers.
Yeah.
Who,
isn't it, what, 32?
It starts out 32, and Gideon says, if anybody's afraid, you can go home. And 22,000 of them said, yeah, I'm afraid. I'm leaving. And Pastor Tim's like, you know, there was nothing wrong with them admitting that they were afraid. They were about to go into battle.
Yeah.
But what they could have said is, I'm going to believe God, though. I'm afraid, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to have courage in the midst of my fear. And I think that that's something that we've talked about a lot, so I don't want to labor too much on this, but it's something that we've talked about this whole series, is that there's a difference between being fearless and having courage, because there's moments in life where things are going to scare you, where things are going, there's something you've never done before and it's going to be scary.
Yeah.
But you can do it afraid. You can believe the promises of God. But the reason that God is kind of dwindling this seems so backwards, to dwindle an army.
Yeah.
To face a massive army. But God gets it down to these 300 eventually, and it says God wanted the glory.
Yes.
And when we do things afraid but believe God, God gets the glory.
Yeah.
When we do things in the midst of fear and saying, I don't know what to do in this moment, but I'm going to choose to put my trust in the God of heaven who does know what's going on, who does know the future, who I know that the word of God says he's working all things out for good, and I'm going to trust him and believe him on this, he gets the glory in that moment. So I just wanted to encourage everybody out there, man, sometimes we got to do it afraid.
One of my favorite worship songs is this song called Be Still.
Yeah,
and it's
a great song.
It is, and because it speaks to us as humans about how we really do need to be still and trust God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what Gideon and this eventually 300-man army had to do.
Yeah.
Is be still and know that I'm in control.
Yeah.
That's kind of what God says to us a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget this testimony of this pastor whose church was just growing like crazy. And he did not know why. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, there was one Sunday in particular where like him and the worship leader were standing on stage, and it was about 5 minutes before church started. And he looked over at his worship leader and he said, why are all these people here? Where do they come from?
Yeah.
And the worship leader says, I don't know. And the pastor's testimony is simply that they weren't doing anything unique or special. They weren't very talented. But God was just bringing people.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's the kind of relationship I want with the Lord.
Yeah.
This is not by my strength or by my power, but
that's right.
By the Lord.
Come on.
We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.